All right, are we ready for Judge Jay this morning?
Is anyone ever ready?
Never ready, ever.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Jay.
Are you ready, Judge Jay?
Always ready. Your email, our email for your cases, jayanddave@triplem.com.au, have come through this morning. First case, please.
My son is in kindergarten and one of his little schoolmates is leaving. We have been invited to the party in North Mackay. On the invite, there's a link to a gift registry. Sorry, this isn't a wedding or a baby shower. Is this a thing these days? Should we buy or not? That's Tennille in Blacks Beach. Is this a thing?
Now, I would usually gasp at that if that was the first time I heard it, but you and I were talking about this off the air earlier this morning.
Yeah.
It just seems like we don't have children, so we're not familiar with this, and maybe we're wrong because we didn't know about this, but there's been your baby sex reveals, what do you call it?
Oh, gender reveals,
For when their baby's born. You've got things like the first birthday party with the cake smash and all this sort of stuff. So I didn't think that this was out of the ordinary. So I was like, oh, look, I'd probably just buy one thing on the list, but then everybody else in the building said that's not even a thing.
Oh, good, because it wasn't just us, because we didn't think it was a thing either.
So in a nutshell, the kid's leaving kindergarten.
Yep.
And they've got a gift registry for the kid to leave.
Yes. Stupid.
I don't even buy a worker that I work with for 20 years who's leaving the building a present, let alone a kid that I can't even remember who they are 10 years from now. Ridiculous baloney. Next case, please.
This pregnant woman comes into the cafe I work at and orders her food, then complains about it halfway through the meal and requests either a refund or a credit on the next meal. Her reason, get this, her reason, because her cravings change and she's not enjoying it. Solution, Judge Jay. That's from Anonymous in Serena.
I would just like to know if this pregnant lady's name is Rebecca. Now, our boss is Beck.
Yeah.
She's having a baby.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying she would do that. I just, for some reason, she came straight to mind when I heard that. That's my first question.
Okay. Second question. What do you judge on this?
And how are you going? Like, you can't just use that as an excuse. Oh, my cravings have changed.
Yeah.
Can I have a refund or something else?
Can you just give her half the credit? A refund?
That is ridiculous. You can only use pregnancy for so many excuses. That is definitely not one of them.
Take it home in a body bag. The other one. The doggy bag. Sorry. We purchased a house in Italy.
You're taking food home in a body bag. I've got more questions than answers.
Yeah, depends on how the food is. We purchased a house in Airlie Beach. It's a 50-year-old home. When we purchased it, it came with the furniture, which happened with mine as well, by the way. That's a thing. But we have since found some old antiques, which could be worth a lot, we've been told. Should we let the former owners know? Helen in Jubilee Pocket.
No.
Really?
No, because if you've purchased the house,
yeah,
and part of that sale was to have some of those furniture items in the house,
yeah,
that you've purchased,
sure,
they've obviously left that antique or whatever that piece of furniture is in the house with the rest of the things you've purchased. So why would they go, you can buy the house, you can buy the furniture, but that antique over there, no, you can't have that. You've vacated the house. That is that person's property from now on.
Devil's advocate here.
Oh, here we go.
What if the previous owners didn't know they're worth a fair bit of money?
Well, that's their loss. If I take a teapot that my mother gave me when I was in the 1980s and I hate it and I take it to the Salvos and then they say, oh, Jay, this is worth $10,000. I can't take it back off of them. I've already given it to them.
Okay.
What's that person's name?
That is Helen in Jubilee
Helen,
Pocket.
Helen, don't be a tight ass. I mean, the owners of the house. It's yours, Helen. Don't worry about that.
Look, I'd do the same, you know, but I'm just playing the other side here.
Well, this is Judge Jay. It's not Judge Dave.
Okay. Well, Helen, keep it. Sell it if you need to.
What the hell is the kindergarten thing? That's got me shaking my head. Jesus, no way.
The people are real.
The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge
Jay. If you have your cases, make sure you send them through via email, jayanddave at triplem.com.au. Wow.
A gift registry because a kindergarten kid is leaving school? It's not a graduation. Oh, God.